Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I did cause all the problems, okay. But then I apologized, okay. And then I think we're good now. I believe my purpose here on Earth, I'm a bullshit police officer. Okay. I'm the bullshit police. All of you have either quit or been fired before. Andrew, did you quit?
A little of both.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, Todrick Hall and Joey Zauzig join the show. We talk about moms on gay cruises, privacy awareness, and being late on stage. Welcome back, Todrick.
Good morning.
I think this is kind of initiation, right, Day, for Todrick? I think the second time you co-host, you officially become a chump.
Mm-hmm. I think that's how it works.
I have news for y'all, and I didn't want to make the whole show about me today, but I already knew that because y'all told me last time, so I made a shirt today.
The reveal.
Holy shit, he's wearing a chump shirt.
He just unzipped his sweatshirt to unveil new chump.
I was very excited about today. Y'all told me last time, and I said, bitch, I'm making a chump shirt, okay?
Congratulations. Welcome.
Thank you.
Wait, that is so cute.
Now, this is how sweet Todrick is, and this is how I can tell you are not self-involved. You come in, you say hello to everyone, you not only remember their names, but you remember specific things. Like you said, Jameson, I was worried about you this morning with your car in the rain. So here in Los Angeles, it's raining pretty hard right now. It's windy. Do you just blow right off the road?
Girl, I was worried about me too. On a wing and a prayer. But I made it. I thankfully don't have a very long commute to the studio.
Oh, so that's so good.
But are you driving and all of a sudden you're in another lane?
No, I'm not driving. I'm just pedaling my feet really quick on the ground. It's that car moves. Like if it's windy, that car moves because it's not a lot of weight.
I would imagine. Know? What does it weigh? Like about 90 pounds?
Yeah, something like that.
Your car is fully on Ozempic.
No, honestly, it's so funny you brought this up because when we pulled into P4, I parked the car and I looked at Jameson's poor, pathetic excuse of a car. And I said, do you think he keeps this for attention? Do you know what I mean? Like he wants people to feel sorry for him. And I'm just wondering because I know you make more money now. Anybody can lease a car for $250 a month.
I'm going to put a donation bucket on top of the car. And see
I'll donate to you.
We should start a Kickstarter for Jameson's car.
So I know he's got money. I know he's got the money. So this was my theory, and I said it to Shane, and I maybe shouldn't bring it up. Okay. I think you are paying for Frunk.
That's
I think you're buying
what?
Dinners.
Oh,
I think
for his life? He thinks he's your sugar baby.
Sugar daddy.
I don't think that's the situation we're in.
I mean, it was just something that Shane and I discussed. Okay. I said maybe he's paying for Frank, and maybe he pays for dinners, and maybe he pays for travel and the Speedos, and you know maybe that's where the money's going.
Speedos don't cost what they used to these days. It's getting really wild. Yeah.
Oh, are they expensive?
The prices of a good Speedo these days.
I have not purchased a Speedo. Ever. So I don't know. Do you have any Speedos?
I don't have any. I don't have like the body type to wear a Speedo or a jock strap. I need to just keep it simple.
It's you either know? Clothed like it's or not, nude.
Yeah, it's either clothed or nude, honestly. Or a bathing suit that just cuts off right above the knee.
Okay, is that like board shorts?
Not a board short. A 5-inch seam is the sweet spot for guys with big tree trunk legs. It's sexy with a little bit of a bulge, but you can't be wearing a Speedo. I just don't have the body type. Do you? Would you wear a Speedo?
Fuck no.
No, I'm not. It's Jameson. You wear Speedos, right?
I do.
You have the best body type.
But
thank
you're
you.
Very, the you, best. Don't, you don't have an ounce of body fat.
You're 2% body fat.
So did you buy a new bathing suit for Cabo?
I'm buying new bathing suits for Cabo. Onya only. It's the only bathing suits I wear.
What's that? Best.
Onya. I'll get you guys some.
Do I need one?
They're the best. They're just comfortable.
Yeah, but then are you going to make me post?
You have to pose, tag, and Joey 25.
I'll buy it. How much is the suit? I'll buy it.
Like $195.
Oh, I'm not buying crazy. $200 bathing suit.
You just
I'm
said
posting
Speedos
the
were
fuck
up.
Out of that.
Yeah, you'll be I'll get it for you.
No, that's T-shirt. Wild.
But I like them because they're tight, but you can like transition into the day with them. You don't just they're not just bathing suits. They can be like shorts. You could throw on a T-shirt. They look stylish.
So we're going to Cabo for spring break. Todrick, I don't know what you're doing, but you're welcome to come. But we're going. So people keep like jumping on. So we have.
These are so cute.
Oh, are you looking? Are you shopping for bathing suits?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, let me see it. Let me see it.
That's adorable.
They're very, you got.
Oh, I do like them.
And the net doesn't
that's
hurt.
So
and it's
shame.
The perfect length for me,
the
too.
The net doesn't get all caught up, too. It feels comfortable.
Oh, it has a net.
On the dick of the balls. Yeah, it's really good.
Okay, last time I trained a thought.
I'm sorry,
okay.
I need one.
So it was originally, it's my daughter and I, and then my son, Shane, and then his partner, Brogan, and then Krista and Alice, and then now Liat and her family are going, and then now Joey and Brian are going. Mm-hmm. So it just keeps expanding. We're just taking over this resort, which is good because the resort's a little mellow. It's real, real mellow. Not a lot of night. I don't know if you would like it, Todrick.
I'm not really like a Cabo kind of gal. I'm like a five-year-old that would just love to spend every vacation at Disneyland. But this sounds like something that Liam, my boyfriend, would like. So maybe.
Unless maybe you should just go to like Hawaii, go to the Grand Wailea because they've got that big pool and the water slides and all that.
Oh, yeah. It's basically like Disney. I love Hawaii, too.
Yeah, but I feel like this is going to be a fun experience just to go and hang out with you. I really want to see what Jeff Lewis is about in the wild, like in the wilderness. I want
to
know who that
I'm kind of scared, to be honest, because I'm not drinking.
Here's
so
the thing.
You're going to see
this
the whole thing.
This is not the trip. If you're gonna remember because I'm not going to be crazy because I'm bringing my daughter. I've decided to do something absolutely insane, which is not bring a nanny. And so it's the whole idea for the 5 days I'm going to be spending a lot of time with my daughter. Now, normally I never leave the house without a nanny, at least one. And so Lisa, she's my hot nanny. She travels with us and she was so looking forward to Cabo. So I had to break the news to her and she thought I was kidding. I'm like, I'm not taking a nanny to Cabo. And she's like, okay, yeah, right. And I go, I'm serious. I'm not taking. I'm like, I'm sorry, but, you know, you've been on every trip with us, but, and there'll be more trips, but I'm not going to take you this time. And she looked pretty devastated. And then I told Monroe, this is how I know I'm doing a decent job with this kid, or at least Gage is, because she's very sensitive. So I told Monroe, I said, look, I think Lisa's a little upset she's not going to Cabo. So Lisa told me she was driving Monroe to school, and Monroe said, just without being prompted, Lisa, I've been thinking about you, and I hope your feelings weren't hurt when my dad told you you aren't coming to Cabo.
Oh, that's so cute.
She goes, it's just a good opportunity to spend time with my dad.
Oh, that's so
oh my
cute. God,
that's like
really
the
cute.
Sweetest, most caring, considerate thing.
And now this I'm is your daughter?
That, I was just thinking. I mean, I thought so.
There was a switch up.
We need a Pamari. We need
switch
a paternity up. Test.
Switch up. Before birth.
Switch before birth. It was the wrong egg. It was the wrong sperm.
Something, I know. Something.
Jeff, you are so funny to me. Like, do your nannies listen to this show?
Everybody,
shout out
yes.
nannies.
Somewhere there's a nanny being like, bitch, am I the hot one? Or did you just drag? She's like, drag me, honey. Like.
It's obvious which one's the hot one.
You did this last time I was here. You were like, okay, one of the guys who I'm really into, I've been talking to for this long. And I'm like, somewhere there's a guy who has not been talking to him for that long. That's literally like, drag me. I'm not even on his mind.
Yeah.
Your daughter sounds absolutely adorable and very sweet.
I thought it was a really nice thing to do. I was very pleased. So anyway, so I just have to get that passport. So my attorney asked Gage for the passport. And then he texted me, I guess we're not using the family wizard anymore. So the insane part is his attorneys are the ones that basically made it, they mandated it. It's like from now on, no more communication. You have to communicate through this app, Our Family Wizard. Mm-hmm. But then he hasn't been on the app since what, the 9th of January? So he's not even opening the app. So now I start texting him. So anyway, we're texting now. So he said, well, I'm planning on taking her out of the country before you do. So I'm going to need the passport. And I said, okay, well, you know, get me that itinerary. I said, you know, I obviously need to approve it. Let's go over the dates and the itinerary. But the attorneys now, when it's contentious now, what happens, one of the attorneys is probably going to hold the passport. Because you don't want anyone holding the passport hostage.
Yeah.
So that's what we're dealing with. But Cabo's going to be fun.
Cabo's going to be great. Yeah. And I'll watch Monroe, me and Brian, a little like test to see if we're ready for children. Kids love me, so I think it'll be good.
It will be fun.
I hope.
Now, let me ask you this. Oh, by the way, we had a big announcement today.
By the way,
big announcement.
This is amazing.
So what's happening, Todrick, is that there is the Jeff Lewis Live After Show on the Jeff Lewis Channel, Channel 789. I did not expect this to happen this quickly. I mean, my goal was always to build that after show and then hopefully have it move to this Channel 102, Radio Andy, and it would become a two-hour block. I didn't expect it to happen this quickly, but on Monday, the after show will be moving to Channel 102. It will follow Jeff Lewis Live. We're calling it Jeff Lewis Extended. Ooh. I'll be there the first. I'll be in almost every day. I'll stay as long as I can, but it's basically, I mean, they're calling it Jeff Lewis Live Extended, I think, for the advertising.
Jeff Lewis Extended.
Oh, Jeff Lewis Extended.
Yep.
I think because of the advertising extended dollars, I think. But I will be there. I'll be there. And I am very, very grateful to all the co-hosts that have made this show very successful. Joey is one of them, Jamie Kennedy, Mercedes Javid, Zach Noe Towers, Lauren Lake, Carney Wilson, Doug Buden, Justin Martindale, Ryan Bailey, Patrick Simpson, Pola 2, Todd Lewis, Carrie Lewis, Monica Casey, Pej Vedat, Dr. Donna, Amanda McCants. And I also want to thank Sandra Bernhardt because she was very, very lovely and accommodating. She has a 10 o'clock show and she's moving it to 11. In order to accommodate our two-hour block.
That's nice.
So I really appreciate that. That was very nice of Sandra. And also I have to thank Jim Thompson and then Andy Cohen. So very exciting. Monday, February 5th, this Monday, we go to 2 hours, 5 days a week.
That is so exciting.
That's a lot of Jeff.
Congratulations.
It's a lot of Jeff,
the people
honey
want more Jeff. What can you do?
Yes, up, honey.
By the way, I have been on a lot of radio shows, and I mean, Joey was like, come on the show. I'm like, great, I'm down. You are so popular. People have been blowing me up. People have been buying stuff on my Toddy shop, being like, I didn't know who you were, and now I'm in a rabbit hole because of Jeff Lewis. So,
oh, my God.
It's been so exciting.
I would love to bring you a whole new audience. I mean, you don't need it, but I
yes,
mean,
I do. Who I told
think
you, that?
You are. No, I love your music. I think you are so talented. And I actually wanted to ask you about your touring schedule for 2024. Do you have dates yet?
Well, no. I have a big announcement that's happening next week, but I'm going to be. I don't want to say
thank you for not announcing it today and overshadowing my announcement.
Yeah, but I'm doing a show. I'm doing a show and it's okay out of the country. Oh. So I will be in another country. So I but too then how need we to gonna get my passport back, darling.
Ask Gage
so
for your
does
passport.
Gage have your passport?
Gage has my passport. Gage, if you're listening, like the nannies and the other potential future candidates for boyfriend, I need my passport, okay?
Do you want my attorney to hold your passport?
Yes. Can I get on the Family Wizard or whatever app as well?
Gotta do it through the Family Wizard.
I'm screaming. Your life is so fabulous. Anyway, but I don't know where my touring dates are because I'm not actually going on my own tour, but I'm hoping to be headlining a lot of prides this year. And I got my first pride gig on the cruise ship last week, and I was very excited about it. But I will let you know.
Okay, so because I want to gather a bunch of chumps and go to your local show. But you know what? Chumps will, they'll go to all of your shows all across
all
the nation.
The
listen, I was only on
chumps
the show.
Chumps are worldwide, and they're loyal, honey. Chumps are worldwide.
Yeah.
So now you just got off a cruise.
Yes, a gay cruise.
Okay, Zach Noe Towers was here, and he just got off a gay cruise. Were you on the same one?
Was it Atlantis?
Atlantis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But what? There were 6,000 gay men on that cruise.
Yeah, he said 5,100. And was this the one where three people died from drug overdose?
Maybe. I don't know. I did hear that one person died. We all didn't make it.
I can't believe this.
I heard that
this
three died.
Why can't you believe this?
I mean, the
she
one you
died,
posted.
Girl.
The one
thank
you posted
you, Jameson. Jameson is so pleased with himself.
The one you, like, it was too many people for me. It was packed. It was like sardines. There was, like, no room or space. You posted.
Oh,
it was
I would
just, like, it was too much. Did you go down into the
to mingle with the peasants.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes. you were like posting it from above, like on a like a balcony.
Yeah, I went down there. It's crazy.
And what was happening down there,
baby? It's not safe for the camera. I mean, we can't say it all on your show, baby.
Are people doing drugs and stuff?
That would be a calm Disney version of what's happening on those cruises.
There's more.
So then, how many songs do you perform? How often do you perform? How long are you on the cruise?
I only perform one night, two shows, and my show has about 40 songs in it, which sounds excessive, but it's like a medley mashup of a bunch of different songs. So it's about an hour long.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
So you did two shows one night.
One night.
So then do you get on, at port and then you're off the next day, or how long do you have to stay on the ship?
I used to do that, but now I kind of just love it. I stay on there. It's my one excuse to be able to tell people, I'm sorry, I don't have service. I couldn't respond to you. You know, you can just disappear for the week, and my boyfriend and I love it. We watched all of season one of Prison Break, which is one of my favorite shows.
I love Prison Break.
Michael Scofield could get it, honey. Whitworth Miller is the one. And we sat around and watched all of season one of Prison Break, which is just such a great show if you haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
No.
Yes, I loved that show.
It's everything.
I've never seen it.
We watched that, and then we started watching another season of Big Brother, which can we do shout outs on this show?
Of course.
Brittany Haynes, who is one of my favorite people from Big Brother ever. She was just on the Reindeer Games. She was like, I just love Jeff Lewis. I listen to him every day. She's
really
a fan favorite of Big Brother, by the way. And she's listening right now. She already told me. She was like, honey, I'm already listening.
Shout out, Brick. Good morning, girl.
It's Brittany, bitch.
Shout out, Brick.
It's Brittany, bitch.
So you went on that cruise for a whole week.
Yes.
How was the food, or did
and
you
maybe not,
not
pause after the word a whole?
Yes. Did you eat? How was the food?
I did eat.
Okay.
Not.
Did you do the buffets? Did you do
the food's not great, honestly. But okay. I'm not a picky eater. I am a picky eater, but I'm like happy with like McDonald's type of gal. Like,
yeah.
So the food's not great, but there's a lot of entertainment. Alan Cummings was on the show.
You're kidding?
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
They had a production of Cats, which you know made my gay heart very happy. It was good. You know, I love Cats.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So they really keep those gays entertained.
Honey, there are parties every... One day I woke up at 7 a.m. and thought I'd go for a morning stroll on the top deck. And I was like, nobody will be there. It'll just be me and the seagulls and the dolphins. And everybody was like...
Still up.
Oh, yeah.
Still up from the night before.
No plan of even going to sleep anytime soon. They were all in their Speedos. And it was just crazy. Every night is a themed night. There's like a camouflage night, a white party. There's a Wizard of Oz themed party, which we love. A pink party, a Barbie themed party. And the gays turn up. They have like light up costumes. There are people that have slinkies, you know, attached to each other. Just, you know, so they don't
attached
get lost.
Attached to what?
It sounds like just for the people watching alone. But I would need to be on that upper deck just to watch from above. Yeah. I don't like crowds.
What kind of room did you have? You didn't have an interior room.
No.
Did you have like a balcony and
I
stuff?
I have a balcony. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay, nice. That's so you nice. Can breathe. You can open the door and breathe.
Yes. It's such a wild experience. I actually took my mom on a gay cruise. She was like, I want to go on a gay cruise. And my mom is so sweet. She doesn't know anything about like the community, but she's trying to learn. And she was like, what is a top or a bottom? And I was like, so I had to explain to my mom what that meant. And she looked at me and she was like, so I'm a bottom. And there was one night everybody was going to sleep, and it was like I was going to sleep. It was like midnight, and my mom was like, baby, there's a party up on the 16th floor. You got to come up here. And I was like, mom, why are you up there at the party while I'm asleep? And I was like, are you at least having a good time? She was like, a ball, honey. But my mom is like a Southern woman from Texas, and she told me that not even in the church had she felt as much love as she felt on the gay cruise, because everybody was so kind to her, and it was just such a great experience that I did not think I was going to have.
Were they kinder because she's Todrick Hall's mom?
I think that there were a lot of people who have just had traumatizing lives, and for them to see someone's mom come on the ship, anyone's mom, because a lot of them, my show was at the end of the week, and she had been like fully having like an Oprah podcast, like in the cafeteria. There were just gays all around her, like telling her how much it would have meant for them for their parents to be there. But then when people found out that she was my mom, then she, you know, kind of was feeling her vibes, like feeling the celebrity mom fantasy.
Well, Jameson used to work on a cruise ship, and he said people would smuggle drugs in their butts.
Well, my point was if drugs are happening on the ship, I know how challenging it is to get things across security. So
gays
are
creative.
Well, I'm
yeah.
But really, I mean, where did they put these drugs?
They put them up their butt. They put them in little capsules. You put them up your butt. Yeah. You put them in a little baggie. And then you just...
Well, you know a lot about this.
Yeah.
Well, Everyone does.
I also know somebody who has a hair piece, and they are putting them under the hair piece.
You could do that.
What?
Drag.
Okay, if I wore a hairpiece, that would be a good idea.
Come on, wig.
Come on, wig.
Come on, wig.
Take your bang off, girl.
I'm screaming.
All right, Todrick just lost his headset. Shade, you're an asshole. And you perpetuate rumors that aren't true. You and Andy Cohen.
That's what I do for a living.
Oh, my goodness. Look how red his face is.
That was funny.
So you didn't know about the three people dying then?
I knew about one.
Wait, so did you meet Zach Noe Towers then when you were on the cruise?
He's a comedian. He's our friend.
Oh, we have to interview. He's a chump. Mm-hmm. We got to introduce you to him.
I think I did. What does he look like?
Blonde.
Ginger.
Cute little twinkish.
Oh my gosh.
He kind of looks exactly
like
Jameson.
He's Bob the drag queen's ex-roommate.
Yes, exactly.
How'd you know this?
Yes. Wow. Yeah. The community is small, honey. Let's just say that.
Yeah, of course. I see him on the gay cruises all the time.
Yeah, so he was there.
Yeah, I saw him. We had lunch and everything together. Yeah.
You just don't know his name.
I just didn't know his name. I didn't want to say that out loud after you just gave me kudos for like remembering everyone's name. I'm like, who's Zach? And I'm like.
So you and Zach are really close. We had lunch with him.
Matching tattoos.
Yeah. Well, he made a great impression on you, I guess, apparently.
I actually think he's very, very attractive.
He is a cute guy.
And he's very, very sweet. And so, yeah, I do know who he is, but we just see each other all the time. And then you know when you have those people that you've seen like 17 times and then you feel uncomfortable even asking for the name?
It's too late. You can't go back now. You just have to keep pretending.
Okay,
hey,
but
girl,
now
you
know.
Keep pushing. Yeah.
Now you know. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
I wanted to ask you, so I did read, I think it was last week.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, Todrick. Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry, Todrick. When you do these live events and you're touring,
yes.
If I buy tickets for an 8:30 show, when do you actually go on stage?
I'm not a good example of that because I'm a theater girl and I start literally at 8:35. If I say my show starts at 8:30... I start immediately. But I do expect when I go to other people's concerts that it could be 45 minutes up to an hour and a half, depending on who the artist is.
Okay. Because someone like me, right, I'm up early, 5:30, 5:45. And there's like a lot of moving parts here.
I've got to get, you know, I have to get childcare, transportation, all of that. If I know that you're going to, if you're going to go on time, I'm cool with going on a weeknight. But I was reading that there's all these people just keep suing Madonna because she goes on, like, you buy tickets like on a Thursday night and you buy tickets for an 8:30 show and she doesn't go on until 10:45. And now, you know, they can't, this is, two people are suing her from the show she did in December. I think it was in Brooklyn. And all of a sudden they have transportation issues. They can't get a train. Now they have to get Ubers. And then they've got now to deal with babysitters and they're calling up the babysitters and said she still hasn't gone on yet. And so a show that was supposed to get out at 11 now gets out at after 1 a.m. So two people are presently suing her. And then she was also sued, I think it was in 2019, for the same thing. So I'm a big Madonna fan. Mm-hmm. She's going to be at the Forum in March. I would love to go, but I can't risk it. I got to be up the next morning at, you know, at 5:30 in the morning. It's one of the shows I really, really want to see, but there's no way. Like, and I think there's just kind of this understanding, I think, like it's almost a contract, like it's an agreement. Like if I buy tickets at the Forum to see Madonna at 8:30, look, I agree she's got a little bit of a leeway, but 2 hours, that's just blatantly inconsiderate.
That's too much. If listen, people buy a ticket, they need to be seeing the artist on time. The same thing happened with Kylie Minogue, except you actually are forced to sit through 2 hours of watching a burlesque show or something before Kylie actually comes on at midnight in Vegas. So
at least there's some sort of entertainment there. Listen, if she goes on too late, you give the tickets to me, Jeff, and your hot nanny, and we'll go. We will represent for you at the show. I actually know Bob the drag queen who's in the show with her, and he's like, you know, we never know what time we're gonna go on, like, and he has to get like corseted into this, like, you know, outfit. And so I really don't know what to say, because I think that that's part of the appeal of going to see a diva perform. You go see Mariah Carey and she might be in the back counting red M&Ms. You never know what she's doing, you know? But like,
that's fine. She can do that for 30 minutes, maybe 45, but then wrap it up and get on stage.
Yeah, 2 hours is a long time to be waiting in the crowd, especially, and not seeing any performance. Especially people got shit to do.
And people that are buying Madonna tickets, they are not cheap. Mm-hmm. They have jobs.
Yeah.
They have jobs. The people that are buying your tickets, Madonna, have jobs, have to get up the next morning. You know, it's not the people in the coffee shops on their computer. God knows what the fuck they're doing. We're at work.
They're writing your future Oscar award-winning movies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Sometimes.
And by the way, I really appreciate that article you sent to me yesterday. I mean, this is the shade that I get from my producers. Man boobs warning. Enlarged breasts raise risk of early death.
I was so excited.
You're
when
an
I saw
asshole.
That. I was like,
you're
Jameson
an asshole.
Is literally glowing right now. He is so happy about this.
I was like,
he
it's
is
perfect.
Glowing.
It's perfect for Jeff.
That's, I mean, the first thing you thought of when
rude
you saw
is that. To open up my email and be like, oh, I think this would be something good for you to discuss.
I'm just a concerned.
It's informative.
I'm just a concerned friend, Jeff. I'm concerned about your health.
That's honestly very
sweet.
So you
want me to get a mammogram?
I could do it live
ultrasound.
On the show.
Yes.
I just thought that was really funny, but rude.
You're welcome.
Now, what is going on? So, you know, there's sexual harassment training that we're supposed to do here at SiriusXM.
Mm-hmm.
But they've added some other dumb fucking course that we're supposed to take now, which I don't even know what this privacy awareness training. What the fuck's that?
It was to.
Oh no! Jameson definitely added it. Look at him. He's like, wow.
It's to understand what is private information and what is public information. But what
oh,
I found interesting is it says even when you use a nickname, that can still be considered kind of public information if it's linked to other identifiers. For example, Jeff has nicknames for people like Smelly in HR. Well, now we've identified her with her job title and her job location, so it's actually not protecting her identity.
So let me ask you. So somebody then looks at the SiriusXM roster, mm-hmm. they could figure out probably that Smelly is Shelly?
If that was her name,
ooh,
possibly.
And when I have just violated the privacy awareness,
you may
I
have
think
act,
you just did.
Act
be...
of 2024. When did this go into effect?
I don't know.
So I'm not allowed to say Jim Thompson anymore?
Well, we know where he works.
That's probably
so
the reason it was put into effect because of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, probably because of Jeff Lewis
person.
Live.
Exactly.
No, it's the after show.
It's definitely Jim. It's not the after show. Don't come for 789ers. It's not the after show.
Guess what? My Girl Scout cookies arrived.
Oh,
yes. Megan King is not a scam artist after all.
Okay, fine.
She's not. We all, you know, somebody implied. I don't know who it was here. Somebody implied that Megan King was a scam artist, right? And that she was selling Girl Scout cookies, but not really taking people's money, not delivering the cookies. But I got them right away.
They arrived.
I never said Megan King was a scam artist, bitch. I said people are running Girl Scout cookie scams. And then we had callers call in and say, there's digital cookies. You don't get the fucking cookies. You just...
Joey, Megan King was sitting right next to you. She's now selling cookies. And you have to say, be careful because there's a lot of scams going on.
Well, then I want to on the record say, everyone go buy Megan King and Aspen's cookies because they apparently arrived. So it's not a scam.
I got them right away.
Quickly.
Were they good, though?
Would not believe every one of my employees ran to that kitchen.
We scurried on.
Girl Scout cookies, it's like I don't know what they put in those cookies, but it's some sort of an addictive ingredient.
Grinded up.
They're not as good as my Skinty Hearts.
I'll tell you what, it's not. There's no lovely seasoning in them. Let's put it that way.
There's no lovely seasoning, honey.
Nowhere near them.
And anything.
Because they're good.
Delish. The tag-along, crisp.
But here's the problem, Todrick. You can't just have one. And then you've got like four different boxes, so you got to have two of each box.
Yeah.
The do-si-dos, delicious.
I used to rail through a whole box or two of fucking Thin Mints or do-si-dos. I didn't even care. There was like the lemon ones.
Do you have any Girl Scout cookies? Don't buy them from... Well, you could buy them from Megan King.
I haven't had Girl Scout cookies in a very, very long time. But I do remember that.
You're missing out.
You should have.
Todrick doesn't even like chocolate.
We might have an extra box of something. Or no.
Well,
do we open every one
chocolate,
of them?
So I guess
he doesn't
what?
Like
the,
chocolate.
The
Do-si-do? Or were you just saying like to not try my cookies?
No, I am very particular with what type of chocolates that I eat.
Well, did you taste Joey's cookies?
You haven't even tasted it yet, Jeff.
Who wants Joey's cookies?
Shame.
The presentation is terrible.
They're hearts. They're Skinty chocolate, no-bake hearts.
They're falling apart.
Literally falling apart.
No, it's because Shane's been picking at them.
I have been picking at them.
It's
good.
A Ziploc bag.
So
you know when you put those, when it used to get dirt and put it in the Ziploc bag and then put like worms in there? That fully looks like what that is.
They're
and he's
delicious.
Trying to serve it to us.
I'm not a cook. I don't know. But what do you put in a cookie to keep it together? Because that thing is just in 1,000 different pieces.
Well, they were all shaped in hearts and then I put them in the freezer and then I took them out and I wanted them to be nice, but they just didn't last. And then Shane's been picking at them.
I've been eating them.
And morphing them into God knows what that is. They were cute when they got here. It's just everyone's been picking.
That's debatable.
You still won't have a bite, but.
By the way, Oscar, I bought 4 tickets to speed dating.
I know. I accept it.
I bought one for you, Chaz Dean, me, and Doug.
Wait, what?
We're doing speed dating in West Hollywood. Have you ever done it, Todrick?
No.
You don't have to because you're so famous. People just slide into your DMs.
And he's in love. DMs.
People slide into your DMs
Wait,
too, I'm
sure. We have
sure.
one more shout out
Not
today.
Not as much as Todrick.
Today's my boyfriend's 30th birthday.
Oh my God, happy
boyfriend.
Birthday. Speaking of sliding into the DMs.
It's also our 1-year anniversary,
I'm so
everyone.
Glad you guys are so in love.
don't do this, Jeff. Don't be hating over here, okay?
Happy anniversary.
Because your boy's about to, like, I'm about to be a future baby daddy. Like, I feel like it's...
You think he's the
a
one?
Cute guy.
He's very cute.
You
he's
did good with
very
him.
Very cute.
You did a really nice thing. So today's his birthday, and you were showing me the videos of, I mean, you went all out for him. You're so considerate.
He is the most considerate person that I've ever met. He's so kind for our like 6-month anniversary. He learned how to play EXO by Beyonce on the guitar. Stop this. This is homophobic, and I don't like these sound effects. Those sound effects are for these damn cookies, is what that's like. Play
these
that
cookies
for the cookies.
Are good. Shane, tell them again.
I love the cookies.
They're really good. Skinty recipes by Joey.
I'm on cloud nine. I'm not letting y'all bring me down. That's all I have to say about that.
Because we're gonna try.
It's my birthday.
We'll do whatever it takes.
We're working very hard.
Shout out to Liam Rudehouse. It's his birthdayversary. And
sweet.
He's very cute. He's an Aussie. He's deaf. So he has to wear a hearing aid.
I never knew that.
Deaf in one ear or both?
In one ear. Wait. In both ears, but this one he can has a hearing aid that can work. The left
if he was straight, I'd set him up with Paige Davis.
Oh my God,
she's a loud talker.
She's very loud.
So
it would
loud.
Work. It would work.
She's very loud. Wait, I have a question because you know when you go on tour, you always bring you do that special thing, and you bring someone up. So if we do all go as a chump family to it, can we please
Let Jeff Lewis come on stage.
No, 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 no. I get nervous.
Yes,
no,
we have
okay.
to. Jeff, I did it. Did you watch the episode where I got on stage and he taught me a whole choreography? You have
he
to
forgot all of it. When we got to the show, he walked off the stage mid-number and was like, oh, I'm not done, and then came back.
Thank you, the producers, for editing that out.
I don't think that's good. I'm not very flexible. I don't think that's a good idea.
Please,
well, we got time to stretch, Jeff.
You guys want
to
see Jeff on stage?
I'm not going on stage. I'll go backstage, but I'm not going on stage.
You trying to get on the casting couch, Jeff? What's going on?
You got to go on stage.
He said, I'll go backstage.
He'll teach you all the choreographs.
No, I do. I was watching one of your videos, Dribisha. And, I mean, you're a really good dancer, and you can twerk.
Thank you. Will the Lord bless me with some cakes? How are your cakes, by the way?
Pretty good now.
They are?
And Jeff, you've been doing those boosted, squats? Honey.
Cost me a lot of money, but pretty good now.
Oh, you got a little BBL?
Wasn't a BBL. It was something else.
So this lady asked me the other day, she saw my butt. This old lady on the gay cruise was like, did you get a BLT? I said, what's a BLT? You got
to
ask me.
Lettuce, tomato. Yes, I did.
Honestly, it was before I even met you, it was on my bucket list to see one of your shows. But then I heard you go on at like 11 o'clock.
That's not true. Nobody told you that, Jeff. I start on time. You know why? Because I know people think that black people are going to be on CP time, and I want to prove them wrong. So the moment they get around, I'm like, ha!
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the Sirius XM app.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.